Hello and welcome to Evolve with Bronwyn. I'm your host, Bronwyn Eisen. I'm grateful and blessed to introduce and highlight successful entrepreneurs whose gateway to success is attributed to health, wellness, and their faith. It's my passion to share their real stories and their entrepreneurial journeys. You can expect to laugh, cry, be educated, and be inspired by entrepreneurs who have persevered and experienced the highs and lows of working for themselves. You'll be inspired by how they've been able to obtain their personal and professional success through their courageous stories. Hello and welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you're here today, and I thought it would be kind of fun to feature yours truly as your guest today and talk to you about a program that I created not too long ago, and it's called Better For It Now. And it's a seven principle program, but really the program was created to help people understand that their setbacks are really setups so that they can evolve into their true self and create the life that they want to live. So this was inspired by a lot of different trials and tribulations for myself personally in my life. And I've worked with several coaches in the past and trying to understand, you know, more of my professional journey as well as my personal journey. And, you know, people have asked me several times, you know, how have you been able to get to where you are and have this business and you're a single mom and you're doing it by yourself? Well, I really had to start really thinking about that. And I had one of my coaches ask me, you know, so how do you think you did it? And I said, well, I think I've just been just doing. And he said, no, there's been some very specific things that you must be doing, Bronwyn. And so after I sat down and really put some thought into that, I ended up realizing that there are very specific habits that I have in my life that have gotten to me or gotten me to where I am. And it's been a lot of discipline and hard work and focus, but it was really, really more than that, actually. So I wanted to share with you just an overview of the seven principles that I did create. I do host one-day retreats at my studio where we start off with a yoga session, and then we also have a guided meditation, and then we do an overview of the seven principles. So we spend about 6 hours at the studio, and we kind of dive in deep. And what I've found, and what has also been profound, is that I've had these retreats, the one day, and I've had every age group from 20s all the way to 70s. And it really made me realize that everybody is going through something, and we all have different phases in our life where we're going through different seasons of our life, no matter what age we are. And all of our trials and tribulations are different, but sitting back and having a good understanding of where you are and what you're doing and why it's happening, you know, it's good to get clarity on all of that. So my seven principles do help reflect on that. As well as, you know, the seven principles also include 14 of my online yoga classes and 7 audio meditations. And it's really meant to do over about a 7-week program or 7-week, 7-week time period rather. So, you know, I just want to walk you through these so that you have, you know, a good idea. It's going to give you a great overview, and it's possible that you might decide that you want to do the entire online program. I call it an online in-home retreat. So you have complete privacy to do whatever you want with the content and take as long as you'd like to do it. So we'll go ahead and we'll jump right into it. We'll go ahead and kick it off with principle number one, which is a daily morning routine. And the key to living your truth in life is to start by living who you truly are each and every day. And what I mean by that is, you know, just starting your day out the right way so that you can really start to kick off your day to be who you are in that moment and for that day. So one of the things that I think is really important is here's, you know, a tip number one for you is to rise before anyone else in the house. So I try to get up about 30 to 45 minutes, sometimes even an hour prior to anybody else waking up in the house. This allows me to just kind of collect myself. I read a devotional, I make my coffee, I get a little something to eat, and I'm able to just be by myself after a good night's rest and hone in on what I need to accomplish for the day. Another thing that I do to kind of wake myself up is I do splash some cold water on my face, and that kind of just gets me going. Another thing that I do is I avoid reaching for any sort of technology first thing in the morning. Studies have shown that people are less productive in their workday as well as in their family life when they immerse themselves into technology first thing in the morning, because really what you're doing is you're stepping into somebody else's world. So as soon as you hop on social media, you're looking about, you know, what everybody else is doing, or maybe you're checking your emails and you're starting to get right into your work day, or your head starts to get into a space where, you know, it really should be clear for yourself for the day. Another thing that I do is, you know, like I said, I prepare something to eat for myself. I start off with something really healthy so that I have really good energy and brain power. And I mentioned that I do a devotional, take time to pray, take time to journal. Maybe it's that you meditate. Whatever you like to do for your quiet time, that's what I would recommend. You know, the reason why we do this is that it just really helps you to reflect on the positivity of what you can have for your day. And, you know, it's you committing to getting up early. It's committing to journaling, meditating, doing your affirmations, and writing them down. One thing that you can do to help keep you on track is to get an accountability partner, and that will help you really stay on course. So establishing that morning routine is really essential for helping you get your morning jump started. Principle number two, you've got to have faith, is I believe that you have all of the answers inside of you, and all you need to do is truly believe in yourself. And having faith in yourself is going to say a lot about how you trust yourself as well. So listening and honoring the little voices that tell you the yes and the no. If you don't feel really aligned with something, you probably shouldn't do it. That's been a very tough lesson for me. I've done a lot of things that I didn't feel that were a hell yes. They were kind of a maybe, but leaned more into the hell no. So, you know, but we live and we learn. And so now I really only do things that I feel really comfortably aligned with, and that's listening to that little voice. You know, exercising old beliefs and turning them into new beliefs for yourself. So an example would be, you know, I never have enough money, and a new thought would be, you know, I have all of the money to meet my needs. You know, just changing your mindset, having a greater faith in your mindset. And then believing, you know, in something bigger than ourselves that helps facilitate positivity. So whatever you may not have a faith, but you actually may have a belief in, whether it's God or, you know, whatever your belief system is, then believing in something bigger than you to help guide you along the way, where you seek for greater and bigger answers other than from outside of yourself, rather. So having faith in yourself and believing that there's something bigger out there for you, another source that you're able to gather information from, you know, will be really, really helpful. And when we acknowledge our own faith in ourselves, we start to recognize that our choices are valid, that we do truly believe in ourselves. So in making sure that you're making decisions that feel right for you, and it's not about pleasing others. You can do for others, but it's not about pleasing others. It's about making sure that you're doing the right thing for yourself, hence making choices that are aligned with your own beliefs and where you'd like to go professionally. Principle number three, love and healthy relationships. The key to loving and giving to others begins with loving yourself. And although that may sound a little bit cliche, it's very, very true. We have to have a self-love, not in a narcissistic way by any means, but we need to have a self-love that is enough for ourselves so that we can certainly give back to others. So, you know, some helpful hints may be journaling at least three or more positive attributes about why you're such an amazing human being, and then repeating aloud those positive affirmations, maybe even writing them down and pinning them up onto your mirror, putting them in your car somewhere, speaking them out loud throughout the day will be really, really helpful as well. You know, another thing is developing an importance rather of how to love yourself. So how to better love yourself, being kind, speaking kindly to yourself. You know, sometimes I hear people go, oh gosh, why did I do that? I was so stupid. That is negative talk towards self and really going to be hurtful and damaging. Plus, if you're around other people, it doesn't make you look very confident when you make a comment like that. And if you have children, like I do, it's important that you don't give yourself poor self-talk, because then you are also teaching them how to speak to themselves. So that's just a little helpful tip for you. And when it comes to having, you know, loving and healthy relationships in your life, you want to choose love over toxicity. And I have had enough toxic relationships in my life to understand that they're stressful, they are meaningless, and they need to be put under control and or released. So make sure that you're choosing love over toxicity, and, you know, establish the difference between what is a healthy and toxic relationship, because there's something where, you know, you feel good with a person or at one time, but then most of the time you don't feel that great. So it's really establishing and writing down like the pros and cons of some of your relationships. This can be really helpful too. You know, why is this important? Because personally and professionally, you can prosper by loving who you are. And, you know, you're better able to invite healthy relationships into your space when you are giving yourself enough love and honoring healthy relationships within your life. So, you know, an action step that you can take here is to choose to commit to loving yourself and seek and only allow healthy relationships into your life. Negate toxicity and get rid of those naysayers who say you can't do something. So this is all about loving yourself and inviting healthy relationships into your space. Principle number four, confidence is everything. This is one of my absolute favorite out of all the seven principles. Confidence truly is everything, and it says a lot about who you are and the relationships that you keep and how you run your business and how you run your family. So confidence is that, you know, honestly, it's like you matter, you do make a difference, you are worthy, and you have something to offer to others that really and truly does matter. So it's important. So, you know, I offer 12 helpful hints in my seven principle program. And so there's so many that, you know, and maybe too many to go over, but it's really important to establish confidence and maintain the confidence. And I think that's the hardest thing is maintaining. It's a constant battle that we have with ourselves, whether or not we are good enough. When something doesn't work out, you feel like you failed. So your confidence dips. But you know, I try to keep in mind if something didn't work out, it wasn't meant to be. And so that helps me keep my confidence level up as well. So this is for sure one of my absolute favorite principles, because it's an ongoing thing that most of us struggle with. And so it's really important that you know, people believe in themselves. You know, that's having faith in yourself. It goes back to principle number two. And confidence allows us to make healthy decisions, because we know that, you know, what we have is worthy for others to enjoy. So keep believing in yourself. You know, an action step that you can take is choosing in a positive environment for both work and play, making sure that you're surrounding yourself around healthy people, things that can, can make you feel confident. Surround yourself with people who are like-minded. This is going to improve your confidence as well. So do your best to just have that good self-healthy talk that I mentioned to you. So confidence is everything. We're on to principle number 6, what if to what is. So there's no more hopeful or wishful think. It's time to make your dreams into a reality. Well, we all have a dream of what we'd like to do in life. And, you know, it's taking, you know, well, what if I do this and, you know, it doesn't work out? You know, that's not the mindset that we want to have. So we want to take those what ifs and make them into what is. So tip number 1 is establishing, like I said, that positive mindset. Establish what you want. Have the clarity about your goals and what's important for you. And do you love what you're doing for all the right reasons? And it's not to gain recognition or fame. And you're doing so because it's a passion, it's a dream, it's a goal. So, you know, a quick example is, you know, when I first opened my yoga studio, I said, well, what if nobody shows up? Well, then I've just learned a very hard and expensive lesson, but also I prepared. So preparation always leads to greater and finer success. So I was prepared in what it was I was doing, and doing the proper research as well prior to opening so that I wouldn't be able, you know, to have a bunch of mistakes. Sure, I've had mistakes and sure, I've learned along the way, but I did take my what if I open a studio? Well, hey, what if it works? Which, you know, it has. It's worked very well for 7 years. So, you know, what if I put my classes online? Well, you know, what if it doesn't work? Well, you know, I've not gone into a mindset anytime recently. You know, I did in the past, but I've not gone into something with the mindset of what if this doesn't work. I'm going to make sure that I do enough preparation work ahead of time to make my what if to a what is. So an actionable set is to set your goals in motion. Each day, do at least one thing to help you get a little bit closer to that goal. I don't even care if it's writing down and journaling something that you are working towards with this goal of yours. Write down an actionable plan and begin marking off your accomplishments that bring you closer and closer to that goal. That's going to really help you get there. And these are things that I implement into not only my personal life, but into my business life. So even right now, I have a list of things that I'm going through, and each one I'm starting to check off of my list. And sometimes there's a waiting game because you're waiting on other people, other decisions. I mean, I can completely relate to that. But that doesn't mean that you don't keep focused and keep going for that goal. So turning that what if into what is. I mean, you can definitely do this. It, you know, and then once you do it, you will end up being able to have greater confidence. So keep going and keep persevering. Principle number 7, fearless living, along with my other favorite principle, number 4, confidence is everything. Fearless living goes very much hand in hand with that. And, you know, my encouragement for you is to be you, be bold, be beautiful, and you don't owe anybody an explanation for anything. You know, however you feel is how you feel. And if you have a goal, that's your goal. Don't let anybody crush your dreams. Listen maybe to some constructive criticism and then assess and make your decisions from there. But don't be fearful going into something and thinking that it's not going to work. So you want to be really authentic in all of you do, okay? And all that you do, this is a helpful hint, be authentic. Because when you're authentic, people can relate to when your authenticity. People know when you're a fake too. Okay, so we don't want to be around people. Do you want to be around someone who's fake? No. So be authentic in what you're delivering, what your service is, what you're doing. Be authentic just as a human being. You know, people appreciate that. And that is where we should be coming from the space of. Have integrity. Okay, so I've come across a lot of people in my life that have not had any sort of integrity. And it's a huge turnoff. And, you know, have integrity, you know, not only just for yourself, but clearly so that you can have healthy relationships in your life. The one thing that, fear less, not fearless, but fear less. You personally, it's time for you to fear less and move forward. And, you know, I get to a point where I'm like, I don't really care what they think. Not in a way that, you know, I'm blowing you off. I don't care what you think. It means that, you know, your opinions, it's not that it doesn't matter, but I can't care about what you think because that's going to start getting really noisy within my own head. And then I start to discount and discredit who I am and what I do and what I stand for. And that starts to diminish my own confidence. So, you know, why do we do this? Well, inauthenticity will create a bad rap for you in the industry as a person, you know, in your personal life, and professionally. People enjoy working with other people who have integrity because they can trust them. And when we fear less because we fear is our worst enemy, and it serves no purpose for us in any part of our life. So one thing that you might want to do is write down your fears and start confronting them. You know, it's not an easy thing to do. Sometimes a lot of this work that we're doing, it isn't sexy, it isn't fun, it isn't cute. But once you start working through it, my gosh, you know, a whole world will begin to open for you. So, you know, I offer an exercise that allows people to write down their own story and about what they desire for their family, their work, their love life, their travel goals, their finances, etc., what it is to be completely whole. So fearless living, you know, this is another thing that we just battle with. Fear is a huge liar, and it gets in the way of us progressing into our future with our goals. So fearless living, it's time to do it. It's time to state that stand for yourself. And this is principle number 7. And again, one of my absolute favorites. So with this in closing, I highly encourage you to take a listen to these principles. If you need to go back and listen to them again, obviously they're there for you. Of course, if you are interested in the full online in-home retreat, you can certainly visit betterforitnow.com. That's betterforitnow.com. The online in-home retreat is available for you. Again, it includes these 7 principles. I do recommend doing it over a 7-week period. It may take you longer. It includes 2 yoga classes per week that you can do in the privacy of your own home and 7 audio meditations. So, you know, the response that I've received from the online in-home retreat has been really, really positive. People have really appreciated the insight. So this was just an overview for you. I mean, you're going to be able to dive in, get deep, and really start to take a nice look and reflection of yourself. So of course, you can always join me in studio for those of you who are residents here of the Coachella Valley, or if you're passing through, come in and say hi. I'd love to meet you. And just remember to stay positive all the time, good, healthy talk, and remember that your setbacks are truly setups for you to evolve into your truth and live the life that you want to live. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Thank you for joining me here at Evolve with Bronwyn. My wish and hope for you is that you were inspired and moved by my guest today. I'm grateful to share these stories, as my goal for you is that you evolve and recognize that you have what it takes to achieve your personal and professional greatness just as much as anyone else. Until next time, blessings to you.